Blog Talk Radio.
I got my drink.
What it do, baby?
My cup. Everybody got the
hand. And your boy, young shorty.
I'm VIP.
And I'm looking for a sexy lady tonight.
Everybody showing me love. And I'm like,
for a cutie pie. Point her out, point her out, point her out. My name's Shorty and I really wanna get to know ya. You so fine, make it to throw some dollars on ya. This drink talking bartender, so I need to stop. But she got my heart about to stop.
Red Fox.
I proceed with caution, I'm bossing. From the way that she talking, I'm all in. Love the way that she walking, no stalking. And I know that I got her now, homie, she falling.
Everybody got the hands up. I'm VIP. Everybody showing me love. And I'm like,
on it. You were the winner, so your man is probably lame and phony. Sexy down piece with a nice frame on it. You a major, so I want to bring the pain on it. On my way to the crib, girl, you can stay. She acting out a role well, I ain't finna play. I can make it come faster, I'm delayed. Now it's time to get it on. Good times, nice laughs over white wine. Everything that I'm saying, I show you I ain't lying. You all mine and you do, he can stall flying. Beyonce got you ready, now it's game time. Dessert.
Everybody got the hands up. I'm VIP. Everybody showing me love. And I'm like,
Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. The Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show.
The Nicki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nicki Rich, that's it. Everybody calling her. 323-580-5749. And you can tweet her online. The Nicki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nicki Rich, that's it. Everybody calling her. 323-580-5749. And you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. The Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. The Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show.
Nicki Rich.
The Nicki Rich Show.
All right, you're rocking out with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nicki Rich Show. We got a special treat for you guys. So to all the listeners out there, we want you to call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to myself or our guest for tonight. And for those first-time listeners, I am the host of the Nicki Rich Show as well as the CEO. You can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nicki Rich, and that's spelled MSNIKKIRICH. Or you can also log on to our official website, NikkiRichShow.com. It tells all the information you might need in order to learn about the hottest radio station on the planet. And for all those first-time listeners, I am the number one DJ in Charlotte, North Carolina, rocking across the globe from coast to coast. We're based out of Charlotte and also L.A., so you know we get that West Coast and that East Coast vibe. And not, you know, just for those who just don't know, we are also global. So, but we're actually based out of Charlotte and L.A. And also, you know, we bring in the hottest interviews. And tonight, we're going to have a hot one, I tell you. We got artists, E1 music artists, that is, Dricky Graham in the building. And y'all know about those snapbacks and tattoos. Well, he bringing that new. And I'm excited because I got a chance to check out his newest singles, and they are rocking. We've been rocking it out all day long. And we're just moments away from talking with him. We also got a freestyle battle, 8:45, coming up. So everybody listening, call in at 323-580-5749. We got the Grammy Award-winning Torica. She's going to be judging, as well as Cheyenne Magazine. We're excited about that. So y'all got to stay tuned to keep the lock. And it's the Nikki Rich Show, so sit back and relax. It's that time. We got our special guest in the house, so keep it locked to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. You already know.
Yeah! It's your girl, Miss Nay, Rockstar Chick CEO. And I'm on the Nikki Rich Show with my homegirl, Miss Nikki Rich. And I'm always where the paper is. Yeah. What it is. It's your girl, Miss
Nikki Rich.
All right, guys, with no further ado, we're excited and we're pumped up to welcome for the first time here on the Nikki Rich Show, we're welcoming artist Dricky Graham. Welcome. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Nikki. Hey, everybody. What's going on, man? It's the DRIICK to the Y, Dricky Graham. It's the snapbacks and tattoos, which I already know.
Hey. I like it. You sounding all clear over there, too. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we welcome you here today. You know, I see your movement. You've been grinding. You've been working, I say. And also,
yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, thank you again for taking out your time to come to the Nikki Rich Show. For all those listeners out there, let everybody know originally where you're from and where you're based out of right now.
Well, you know, I would say artist primarily from North Carolina, but I was born in Newark, New Jersey, and I was raised in Oxford, North Carolina, a little small local town. So, you know, complete opposites of each other. Newark being a rough city, you know, but a rough big city, also known as Brick City, while Oxford is like a little small town in the country of North Carolina. So, I'm a Tar Heel and I'm a Jersey Devil at the same time.
Well, I tell you, I don't even know where Oxford, North Carolina is. I have to go look that up on the map.
Yeah,
but I
see most
you making your mark globally, and not only that, you know, representing, I would say, North Carolina and Newark, that's pretty hot, and they both are a complete opposite.
Exactly.
Yeah, and not only that, you're very talented, and you come from a family that's also talented as well. So what was it like, I would say, you know, growing up and being the son of a professional boxer?
Well, I was predominantly raised by my mother, you know what I mean? Me and my dad have built a relationship later on in life. And, you know, I kind of got connected to him as I grew up as a man. You know, certain things as a child you don't understand with parent relationships and why certain things don't work out. But, you know, you live grow up, you find things out on your own. I still love my dad, but, you know, my dad had his own career, you know, boxing life and everything. So, I mean, of course, my whole, that whole side of the family instilled it in us. So it's like this, it's like a whole family tradition. My father boxes, his brothers box, my cousins, you know, me, myself, you know, I train in the gym. But other than that, you know, I mean, I was raised with my mother primarily. So, you know, I grew up down in North Carolina at age 7. That's when I moved down. And, you know, she was my mother and father for the most part.
That's real. And I know at a young age, too, that not only you started in the music industry, but you also wanted to be an orthopedic surgeon, I heard.
Wow, that's crazy. That's called me off guard. I've never had anybody, never in the history of interviews have I had anybody did their research on that, because I used to say that as a kid, because when I was four, this opens up a whole new catalog of stories, but let's just say when I was a kid, I was a rough child. I mean, like, really, really rough. So at age 4, I give you one. I'm not going to go for detail. There's so many of them. They're just terrible, but age 4, I broke my leg, and I broke my right leg, my femur bone and everything. And, I mean, when I was in the hospital, I used to ask my mom, you know, what kind of doctors are helping me out and working on me. And I always remember my orthopedic surgeon, because they helped out my leg, and they put me in this cast, and they took care of me the whole time. So, like, it kind of inspired me, and I was like, you know, I think I want to be like them. I want to help kids. I want to do all of that stuff. And, you know, it was just something I think that was really, really dope, because they looked me out, so I wanted to look people out, too.
That's real. That's what I'm talking about. You had high hopes at a young age, at that age of four.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. You knew that direction. And now, look where you are here. Wow. Not back to tattoos, but I tell you, you have really changed the game so much. You know, for all those artists out there, I know it's hard when you're accomplishing and you're achieving your goals, and then you have your challenges that you go on with the daily life. How did you manage to just maintain to get to where you are today?
It definitely hasn't been easy. It's been, you know, this lifestyle, like, you know, I keep it, I'm one of those people that keeps it 100% real, because I don't believe in sugarcoating anything. So I honestly can say it's a roller coaster, but it's a journey that gives you much experience, and it teaches you, you know, I know there's some artists out there that may not be as humble, but I'm just like, you know, I'm humble not only by naturally being who I am, but also my experiences, because it's not an easy road as everybody thinks it is. It's not, you know, just glitz and glamour. It's a lot of things that's behind the scenes that goes on. And I think that myself personally, dealing with the pressures of fame and the pressure of music and, you know, this whole lifestyle, it's definitely a weird adjustment. You know, so you some days you get a little control over it, and some days it's a little tough. You know what I mean? It comes with many obstacles, but, you know, I believe in God, and he's left me out so far with everything. And I just praise him and all the fans that support me.
I know that's right. That's what I'm talking about. That is exactly, you got to put him first, and look where you are. Look how far you have gotten. And there's so many people out there that's listening, and so many artists I know, they're hitting me up right now, and I'm glad you're here and you're dropping that knowledge as well, because you have to put God first, and he will guide you, and you just got to stay focused, though, you know, and have that faith. That's what we do here at the Nicki Rich Show. Now, tell us, what are you currently working on right now? I know you got some new singles out, and tell us your new projects that you're working on.
Currently, I know, because I've kind of been low-key from the radio status and everything since Snapback from Tattoos, and I have a new single about to hit the airwaves, in which I'm about to shoot the video to in probably about a week or so, featuring an artist by the name of I Am Sue. He's from Cali, from the Bay Area. He's in that whole HBK gang movement with another artist named Problem. Yeah, and he's very dope, very talented, man, you know what I'm saying? So we had the pleasure of linking up in the studio, and I came together with this great record. It's called Shut It Down, It's going to feature him, and it's going to be, you know, we're getting the campaign ready for that. I've been working on a lot of singles that sound individually like Drickey Graham, not what everybody else is putting out. So furthering what I've been, like, you know, taking a little break. It's like, you know, a little soul searching, you know, and developing my skills and my talents and getting ready for these singles and this album on the way called Success by the Graham. So in the meantime, you know, I've just been working. You know, I put out a freestyle not too long ago also for Versace. That was just something for the fans to hold on to until we get these songs booming and taking over again.
Most definitely. Now, in regards to your new singles, how do you prepare? How do you get ready to put it all out? What do you do personally to get ready to say, oh, we're going to release this and we're going to go with it, we're going to do this? How do you do it?
I mean, with the Snapbacks and Tattoos being my first one that actually took over and went that big, it was a brand new process.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't my first song to hit the radio, but it definitely was the one to get me this, you know, acclaim and gold platinum, and now we're about to be platinum in a matter of weeks now with that too. But I think that now that I've kind of learned and I've gotten a little bit more knowledgeable to how the game works, preparation for records, I couldn't even imagine to tell nobody how much work goes into preparation for these records, and not just on my behalf and my creative control, but my team. So shout out my team, the Phantom Boys, because they go so hard, and also my label,
yeah.
E1, you know, they just push me and they believe in me so much. So, you know, there's so many things that go into work in these records and these singles. They're getting played on the radio and getting that 106 in Park and MTV. You know, people don't understand. It's a lot of work that you got to put in just to get these certain slots and these accolades and to be these people, to be a Drickey Graham or to be a Jay-Z or to be a, you know, whoever your favorite artist is. You know, it's just like, you know, it's a lot of work that gets put into this.
That's real. That's real. Now, being a part of a label and being the artist, you know, coming from a signed to an unsigned standpoint, you know, do you feel like you have to go 10 times harder now that you're part of a label?
You know, I think that you need to be consistent with whatever you're doing, if you're signed or not. So I think that being with a label, that shouldn't make you go harder if you wasn't going hard in the beginning. You need to be going hard throughout your entire career. So, you know, whether you're signed to a label or you're not signed to a label, or you want to do completely independent and do your own thing, you still have to go as hard as possible. It's a grind, it's a competition, and it's a lot of business stuff to be handled. So, you know, it's definitely something that you just can't take light. You have to put your soul into it and really learn your stuff all the way through, label or no label.
Exactly. You about to have me over here say, preach, drinking. You over here telling it like it is. But also what I wanted to know, you know, during this experience thus far, what would you say would be the hardest, you know, during your journey thus far, the hardest time or the hardest part?
The hardest part of my journey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I got to open up to everybody and open up to you, I think that the hardest time, because a lot of people don't really know too much about me. Like they know Snapbacks and Tattoos. They kind of don't know the guy behind the song and all the stuff that I've went through. I mean, I've been doing this professionally for like 5 years now. Professionally, I got signed back when I was 17 to an independent label. Which won't be named right now, but, you know, and then I got picked up after Snapbacks, well, during the time Snapbacks and Tattoos was coming out to E1 Records. And the reason why the independent label won't be named is because a lot of people don't understand that with the whole after the Snapbacks and Tattoo thing, I kind of fell out with my independent label with the, you know what I'm saying, I would say that I fell out with those guys. And it's been a tough journey, you know what I mean? It's never a good process to feel like you had a team and then for everybody to flip the script. And I'm not the type of person to rag on people or to say, you know, oh,
mm-hmm.
It's your fault, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely know that I stand as a firm believer in myself today that I wasn't the cause of, you know, us falling apart. But with us falling apart, and needless to say, it comes, you know, it really is hard in the industry when you getting approached on every obstacle, and you're new to the attention, you're new to the fame, you're new to the songs, you're new to the fans, you're new to the haters, and there's no shield because there's no team no more to support you. So I just had to depend on myself and God and figure everything else by myself. So people kind of don't know behind the scenes of the Snapbacks and Tattoos and all this stuff that was going on, what I was going through personally, finding myself and reworking my whole situation, what I'm going to do to get to this, to get back to the second single and the third single, and you know what I'm saying, and everybody, they can say what they want to say, one hit wonder or not or whatever, you know what I'm saying, still becoming motivated each and every day and willing to get up and still pursue and do what you got to do. And then God blessed me with another team, and here I am again getting prepared to make this long journey and tell all the fans that we back, we here, we made it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if somebody's talking about a one-hit wonder, I'll be a one-hit wonder, because guess what? That one-hit wonder can make me millions, you know, and continuously make me millions and billions. Look at Vanilla Ice and all these other people, you know, we used to listen to. They still, you hear it in commercials. You hear it everywhere. So it's whatever, you know. If
right,
I have one
right.
wonder, I'm just going to keep it going, you know. But also, you know, with that, Snapbacks and Tattoos, has anybody approached you to, I would say, be a part of any commercials or any endorsement?
I've talked to a couple people. I've talked to, like, you know, definitely some Snapback brands, most definitely off the top. And, you know, mm-hmm. I've even heard the record. I think one of the craziest moments while it was out was that I was flipping through the channels, and this was around the time that the Brooklyn Nets, the Barclays Centers had just been made, and the season came back out for NBA, and I saw Jay-Z and Beyonce, and I'm watching a random game of the Raptors and the Brooklyn Nets, and they just start playing Snapbacks and Tattoos, and I'm looking at Jay-Z and Beyonce danced to my record, like, live on TV, and I thought that was, like, really crazy. But, you know, it's been several different businesses and stuff. You know, of course, I went inside Michelin Nest, the actual store in Philly, and everybody went crazy because they, you know, they were so excited for me to come through. So they hooked me up with a whole bunch of Snapbacks and exclusives, and they let me see a whole bunch of different Snapbacks, and they talked to me about creating my own. So, you know, I've definitely been approached by some different companies as far as clothing lines.
That's pretty, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now, do you have an own personal stylist or someone that helps you get it together, that image? Because
my stylist? I don't have a stylist.
I dress
myself, yeah. I think that personally, I got a good sense of style. You know what I mean? My style is like, it's very, you know, unique in designer, but not too flamboyant. You know what I mean? I think that I keep it together and I keep it real, real nice for myself. I just don't want to be like too weird, but I'm never playing at all. Never will I be playing.
Okay. And you always bring in those colors, I would say too. So, you know, you got a sense of style. Have you ever thought about hitting the runway?
I mean, you know, I've actually, it's ironic that you said that. I've actually been talking about that with a couple of my people and my new publicist. Shout out to Jade.
Okay.
And we've been going back on some new things, and we're going to, you know, put some things together. Maybe some motion pictures, maybe some runway skits, you know. So we'll see what the future holds.
Well, also your PR and your team, you know, we have a celebrity stylist in L.A., so, you know, he always having all these events. If you, you know, you want to connect, we can connect you guys as well. Deanna CJ is his name, and he's everywhere. So I love
that. Sounds
you
good.
Guys, you want to get more involved in that as well. Yes, sir. Well, we got some new music as well that we want to display. I Do This, and we got Hush as well. So we're going to start it off with I Do This. Tell us a little bit about that.
I Do This is a confidence record. And, you know, basically around the time I was getting snapback and tattoos, of course you're going to get everybody loves you, but then, you know, everybody hates you too. So it was in the same vein of, you know, I'm so big, but at the same time people get jealous or, you know, of their own ways or whatever. Mm-hmm. They just manage your success sometimes. So I think that a lot of people were doubting the fact that I could really rap, and I've been rapping. I've been on the rap scene since I was like 3 years old. So Step Back, I Do This is exactly what it is. It's Step Back, I Do This. Like, it's like letting everybody know that I belong here and I'm not going nowhere. I'm here to stay. So you might as well just step back and get used to it. So pretty much.
Let's get it.
You already, man. You already, though. Dricky. Graham, that is. It goes. Step back, I notice. Step back, I notice. I get money, I get fly. I stay fresher than you is. I say, step back, I notice. Step back, I notice. I get money, I get fly. I stay fresher than you is. Push them to the left, push them to the right, push them out my way, push them out my sight. Step back, I notice, step back, I notice. I get money, I get fly, I stay fresher than you is. I say step back, I notice. Bitch, give me my 10 feet. Click full of them shooters, make them bullets travel like Tim C. Bo, they only shooting up when they needle skin deep. Y'all must got me screwed up. I guess I'm on my Pimp C. These niggas be acting tough, but these niggas be whack as fuck. Cuff your chick when I'm around. Yeah, these bitches be shackled up. Black Jag with him be in. She half black, half Indian. My backpack say MCM, playing Black Jack in the MGM. Bitch ass niggas with your rants on Twitter. Fuck around, I'ma put the hands on niggas in the camp, come get you. Knock them out the frame and your brain so clear than a Samsung picture. HD, you a hater though. Let me get that thing in order. Everybody step back like you got restraining orders. Step back, I notice. Step back, I notice. I get money, I get fly. I stay fresher than you is. I say step back, I notice. Step back, I notice. I get money, I get fly. I stay fresher than you is. Push them to the left. Push them to the right. Push them out my way, push them out my sight. Step back, I notice, step back, I notice. I get money, I get fly, I stay fresher than you. And step back. Before I turn up, I don't care who you come with. I burn them like a furnace, relax. I encourage, we get rude by these views on the news. Katie Couric, so step back, I do this. I'm the next Patrick Ewing. Watch me slam dunk in yo girls and chest pass my crewing. Guarantee her pants drop, she come into my section. The way I make these bands pop, they think I'm One Direction. Bands drop, you can find me there. Wrist watch, they Cartier. See, we get some hill figures, but we don't rock no Tommy here. Only time I'm round squares is when my belt say Dommy here. Now everybody step back before I catch a homie here. Step back, I notice. Step back, I notice. I get money, I get fly. I stay fresher than you is. I say step back, I notice. Step back, I notice. I get money, I get fly. I stay fresher than you is. Push them to the left, push them to the right, push them out my way, push them out my sight. Step back, I notice. Step back, I notice. I get money, I get fly. I stay fresher than you is.
Hey, we live, 50 Graham in the house. Step back, I do this. 323-580-5749. If that ain't got you turned up, I don't know what do. Dricky, I know you turned up over there.
yeah, definitely. It feel weird and exciting hearing me coming through the radio all the time.
Yes, it's hot. I tell you to all the listeners out there, you got to call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. Also, we got Hush. Tell everybody a little bit about Hush.
Now, Hush is, you know, more literal. It's, you know, still another confidence record in somewhat a little darker, so a little darker, a little bit more gutter. And, you know, I would say this is the Newark, New Jersey coming out of me for real. So,
yeah.
You know, Hush is literal. It's Hush. It's again, addressing, you know, some of the doubters, and it's like, you know, just tell them, STFU, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't know what STFU means, you'll find out in this record.
Well, here we go. We live 50 Gram. And this is Hush. Now,
yeah.
Dricky Graham,
Dricky Graham.
Lame niggas on Hush, lame niggas on Hush.
And I hear y'all niggas out there talking,
Hush, lame niggas on Hush.
Problem is y'all doing too much talking, not enough rapping.
Fuck up, tell them shut, fuck up, man. STFU, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up.
Talking.
See the haters been blogging. Bunch of funny old actors who let seen the fans in zoning. Just cause we be ballin' like Jordan, Kobe, or Bron. I mean, we be making these fortunes like Sony, or Sean Combs. Feel free to go log on, or share a lead with your pom-pom. I hate that fool cause I ain't that fool, but I download it like our song. Y'all doing this all wrong, I ain't one for Twitter beef. Y'all thinking it's all sweet, and I ain't booked no embassy. More money, more enemies, more problems, more Hennessy. Love and hate, gotta stay in line, but keep your ass from in between. Copy that, you copy cats, can't copy me with your flat to raps. I'm all about my pesos, ASAP, rock it at. Feeling like the king up in my whip. Butterfly doors, but the finger on my head. They say they don't like me, but they sing it to my shit. So do me one favor, take the fingers to your lips.
Lame niggas on Hush,
Hush.
Lame niggas on Hush,
Hush.
Lame niggas on Hush,
Hush.
Lame niggas on Hush.
Tell them shut the fuck up. Tell them shut the fuck up, man.
STFU,
shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up. STFU, stop the front and you prick. A nigga taking off like a motherfucking nudist. I'm becoming too rich for my own good, my own sake. I'm becoming too big for my own hood, my own place. See you in the streets, wanna dap you and congrats you, then come ask you for the song like you have to. Holy mackerel, where's the bathroom? Cause I'm shitting on them. Goddamn right, I'm pissing on them. Same guys that was on that bull, I Derrick Rose and pippin' on them. All my flows ridiculous on them. All my hoes are thickest on them. All my shows all get sold. Ricky ball like Clippers on them. Huh? Lamar that is, as in, I be on hard that is. 220s on the dash, 200s in the back, and they can't figure out what kind of car that is. Wanna run your mouth, wanna talk that is. Wanna pimp come round, don't talk that bitch. Then I caught him singing to my shit. So do me one favor, take the fingers to your lips.
Lame niggas on Hush,
Hush.
Lame niggas on Hush,
Hush.
Lame niggas on Hush,
Hush.
Lame niggas on Hush,
tell them shut the fuck up.
Tell them shut the fuck up, man. STFU, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up,
yeah. I heard my song make you wanna slit your wrist. Wanna kill yourself, bitch. I'ma mail you a plaque. Decorate your wall, nigga. Dricky Graham.
Hey, Dricky Graham. That's what I'm talking about. We live getting it in here tonight on the Nicki Rich Show. Starts Saturday, Tuesday, so maybe Tuesday we getting it in. That's what I'm talking about. Now, who produced that track?
My man, Cartoon. Shout out to him, man. That's like one of my closest friends and also one of my main people who's up in this thing, doing this thing on the production side. So that's Cartoon, Cartoon Beats, CARTUNE.
Oh, yeah, Cartoon V, getting the end over there. That's what I'm talking about.
Stuff.
Now, is there any other artists, you know, that you are also looking to work with in the upcoming year as well? I know you were talking about the West Coast. Is there anybody else, you know, the artists on the West Coast, is there anybody else that you're looking to work with as well?
Well, I actually just finished a record with my man Snoop, with Big Snoop Dogg. I think they call him Snoop Lion now. But, you know, Big Snoop, he's like an OG in the game. Everybody knows Snoop Dogg. Everybody loves Snoop Dogg. And we just did a record called Whips with my man Tila. And then also Jazzy Faye is on the hook. And I think that's a great summer song. So hopefully they'll be pushing that record sometime soon. But other than that, I mean, I'm looking towards some collaborations. I'm real cool with my man Big Sean. I'm thinking about getting him on a track, and I'm fans of Drake and Wiz Khalifa and J. Cole, and you know my man Kendrick out here doing this thing. Kendrick Lamar is doing this thing. I mean, you know, it's a lot of dope people who I would want to collab with. But if I had to pick my favorite, my number one, I think who I would want to collab with, it would have to be Eminem, most definitely.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And that will be a no-brainer right there. That will go in. And, you know what I see, too, you know, just from an artist standpoint and the music and industry, I'm starting to see, and I'm loving it, a lot of East Coast and just a lot of East Coast artists and the West Coast are coming together, collaborating and making that music, that hot new music, you know, and it's bringing that feel for, you know, that kind of music, giving that West Coast vibe as well as that East Coast. And it's becoming a beautiful thing, and I'm starting to see that more and more.
Oh, Steph, I think that's what it is. Hip-hop is definitely beautiful, and we can unify different sounds and different genres of regions, and you know, and just and get these people to make dope music, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about the music and East Coast.
It is. Now, tell the listeners out there, what is one thing that you would like to accomplish in 2013? I know we got our second half, but what is one thing that you would like to accomplish in 2013?
Honestly, I mean, it would be, I'm looking for a solidification this year. You know what I mean? I'm very proud of all the work that I've been doing and my success. And, you know, all the hard work that me and my team has been doing and putting in. And I feel it in my heart that these next records that's getting ready to drop are going to be so crazy. But the solidification and the you know, the hardcore fan base and just, you know, starting the rise of an empire, of a Dricky Graham empire, it's just, you know, I got big hopes and ambitions like everybody else, but I think that I'm just trying to capture my dream and go for what I know. And I think that after these records drop, I mean, I should be right on track with making crazy music, and I want everybody to be in tune and get ready for this album.
That's what I'm talking about. Everybody got to get ready for the album. Singles out right now. Pop, you just really pumping it. And if there's anything we can do to virally or what have you, just let us know. We also have you featured on the site already. You can go to NikkiRichShow.com and check it out as well. But also, I just want to take out the time because I know a lot of people, they don't get into the educational part, but have you taken any classes or any, I would say, things in regards to music and where you are today?
Actually, I was going to college. I was actually going to college before I started music, and unfortunately, you know what I'm saying, and yeah, man, my parents cut me a little slack. I kind of dropped out for the music. I dropped out of college for the music. I got my, you know, I graduated from high school, of course, but when I was going to college, I was getting straight A's, so I think that's why my parents were, like, kind of disappointed. But then after they saw how passionate I was for this and, you know, and that I was actually good at it and that I could actually, you know, I had potential, and then, of course, their hit record, you know what I'm saying, they're like, well, as long as you go back, you know, they kind of cut me a little slack, and they was like, you know, as long as you go back, you know, you can do this, but, you know, we still want you to focus on your education, so, you know.
Well, okay. Well, you know, We just wanted to learn a little bit about your band tonight, and we're so glad that you took out your time to just talk with us. Now, in case anybody wanted to check out more of your music and wanted to purchase anything, you know, that you have, where could they go to?
Yeah, we're going to be releasing the music. Of course, when the new singles drop, they're going to be available on iTunes if you want to purchase Snapbacks and Tattoos. Also, a lot of people didn't know about this, but there's Snapbacks and Tattoos remix up there, and I know that didn't get a lot of attention because, you know, it wasn't actually pushed like the original. But if you're looking and you want to hear the Snapbacks and Tattoos remix, it's me, French Montana, Roscoe Dash, and Cash Out on there, so it's a really dope remix. Also, I'm on SoundCloud. On Dricky Graham, you can hear the records you heard tonight, Hush, I Do This, are up there, the new Versace Freestyle, anything that you're looking for in particular is going to be uploaded to my SoundCloud and available for download. Of course, there's Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, at Dricky Graham, DRIICKYGRAHAM. Once again, that's DRIICKYGRAHAM. Instagram, I'm Insta Dricky Graham, so just slap an Insta in front of Dricky Graham, and there you have it. I mean, you know, that's pretty much me right there. Unless, you know, anything else is just a blessing. So,
yes, and I just say keep doing what you're doing. You're on the right track, and everything happens for a reason. Whatever you went through, whatever you going through now, you know, it's all happening for a reason. Is to better you and make you stronger for what's to come. But again, we thank you. And before you go, we always ask that our guests, if they don't mind, shout out the Nicki Rich Show, and we'll display in our future show a quick drop, if you don't mind.
Okay, most definitely. Hey, man, you already know who it is. It's DRICK to the Y, Dricky Graham. And right now, you into my home girl, Nicki Rich, and the Nicki Rich Show. Salute.
Thank you so much. And again, we welcome you back anytime, and we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
Of course. Hey, Nicki.
Yeah?
You think that since I'm, like, new to this show, that I could do something for the fans and show them why they should follow me on Twitter and why they should check out my stuff?
Yes, you can.
All right, I thank you, baby. I thank you. You're so wonderful for this. But so, real quick, I say, my dark, dangerous demeanor does devastating damage to delinquent dummies and distance them at a disadvantage. Doubt me and diss me, that's the royal divide. Doubt and Dricky, you definitely lead to death in disguise. I distribute diversity, it disturbs the ditzy, distorts doctors. Damn, dudes, words are dizzy. Dumb it down for my dogs, is this the drill? Get dollars and dump on any dumb dude if his deal is drama. You dig in my dame cause she dressed in designer? I drill it till she drowsy and drain her but I'm dabbling, I devastate all the misses. I'm dashing, I defeat all the despicables, disabling the dim with it with this flow. This ain't discouragement though, this go. Meaning I'm just dancing, having fun the downsides, and that's Dricky ODing in my downtime.
That was all D's, Nicki.
I gotta give them a little sample of the reason why they should be paying attention and why they should be following me.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. See, we need you to break it down for the Nicki Rich Show. For we need to get an intro song. See, we need that Dricky Graham to get an intro song.
Yeah, that
would you need
be
to break it down for us. That's what I'm talking about right there. Now, did you get a part of the cipher for the Hip Hop Awards? Did you do that?
Yeah, I did that. That was last year. Me, ASAP Rocky, Childish Gambino, Angel Hayes, Joey Badass. That was my cipher, the Iron Fist cipher. I know we got to get up out of here, but it's so crazy that the verse that they showed wasn't even my original verse. But, you know, I'm not going to get the radio station in trouble today, you know what I mean, just in case you have an interview with this young man, with this artist. But my first original cypher verse wasn't aired, and it was because I dissed somebody, but, you know, it's all good. We keep it moving. All positivity now.
Exactly. And I got a chance to meet Joey Badass at the MTV Witty Awards too, so that was pretty cool. Shout out to them as well. But we thank you so much for coming through to the hottest. You just dropped it out. We got that extra Dricky Graham in the building. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, most definitely.
We can't leave without, you know, just playing some more hot new music. I mean, I know y'all didn't think I was just going to leave like this, but the other listeners out there,
snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Show off your hat, show off your tats, show off your arms, legs, chest, show off your back. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick,
all that is casual.
Okay, now snapbacks and tattoos, rap fat, I'm that dude. My backpack got cash that I make an ass clap like tap shoe. I'm international, y'all niggas bad new. I pass through, fresh to death, you now enter swag school. Ladies holding kisses, swagger coding sickness team. Dricky tatted on them cause they ass is so ridiculous. And the Mozzie paparazzi, man, they can't control the pictures. New M.O.B. tat, screaming money over bitches. My clothing tats, they all custom, though. Something that you ain't custom to. Don't come after the hustable. Hoes like hats, they adjustable. This is for my ladies and my fellas getting crazy with your bodies marked up like a train back in the 80s. I spit through the test. Now I'm inking my chest. Trying to triple my chest. I spit through the rest. Buying a mix to a nest. Flying to fit you the best. From NY to LA, North Cadillac to Baton Rouge. All across the latitude. Everybody rocking them. Snapbacks and tattoos. Snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Show off your hat, show off your tats, show off your arms, legs, chest, show off your back. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos,
DJ
nice whip,
no
fly chick,
in the building.
In my hood, they
wear
them snapbacks and tattoos. Clack, clack, and snatch jewels, tattoos, crap shoot, and sell crack in glass tubes. I check attitudes, hard enough to get attitude. Tat it up, tat his butt, suck it off.
Vacuum.
Trip to Miami, eight. After that, lowrider. When I say we ballin' trip, I don't mean no globetrotter. Ricky is a monster, ain't an ear up in his face. Since I murder rap, I should tat a tear up on my face. Can't you hear this flow is evil? Can't be near as close to lethal. Y'all are weird, yo, I'm just here to spit ball piercings, closing needles. Rest and cheer up for the people. Rappers fear cause most are feeble. I don't have to smoke, I rap the dope, consider so illegal. Damn, to all my G's up. Can I just get a witness? Is it inked up from the feet up? Are we styling in a mishness? Ain't leaving out my females. I'm talking about that ass too. Show them all, roll call. Let them bitches know we wear them. Snapbacks and tattoos. Snapbacks and tattoos. Nice whip, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Snapbacks and tattoos. Snapbacks and tattoos. Nice whip, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Show off your hat. Show off your tats. Show off your arms, legs, chest, show off your back. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos. Nice whip, fly chick,
all that, cause cash rules.
Log on to Twitter.com and follow the livest DJ in the South at DJ Ant Low.
All right, all right. You're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. That was Dricky Graham, our special guest for tonight. Snapbacks and tattoos. Thank you, Dricky Graham, for coming through and talking with us. Man, we've been getting it in all night. And we got another special treat for you guys. We're just moments away. We have so many callers calling in right now. Shout out to everybody that's calling in. But we got the special judges coming in. We're going to do our freestyle battle, but we just having a lot of people that's just calling in that's freestyling. But I'm going to bring my girl in just a moment, and I'm excited about it, and we're pumped up. But I do want to let everybody know, if you call in, you got to press that 1. to let us know that you're want to speak to myself or our guest for tonight. And y'all got my lines going crazy right now. So shout out to everybody that's on Twitter. Y'all really got it popping right now, as well as Blog Talk Radio, College Underground Radio, Facebook, and Instagram. We're going to continue to just really make our mark here at the Nikki Rich Show, I would say. Right now we're standing at well over 400,000 listeners, and it's truly a blessing. We put God here first at the Nikki Rich Show because without him we would not be here. We would not have the opportunity to have this platform where people can be heard. That's what it's all about, and we're going to continue to just bring it in a positive manner. We don't condone any negativity as well here, so we're going to continue to do that. And anybody out there that's listening, and if you got music that you want to send us, feel free to send it to us. We do free airplay each week. We have artists that we choose, like 5 to 7 artists a week that has the hottest new music, that has sent us music for the weekend. We display it on the Nikki Rich Show. Now, all music ain't going to be accepted because some might not have that complete package. And then what I mean by complete package, you have to send us a professional package. Your EPK, your bio, your music must be radio edit. And you also will need your web link, because how can I be able to shut you out or tell you, you know, we're playing your music and I don't have your web link? So I won't be able to find you. I'll just be playing your music. So if you have all that, as well as having clean, and make sure your music is legal. Don't be playing any music that's not copywritten, I would say, because you don't want nobody to take your music. And a lot of times that happens, and please feel free to not give out your music to anybody else. I know some artists get where they're saying, check out my music, check out my music, but it's not copywritten or it's not legal. So what you have to do is definitely get it in the right format, you know, and make sure you have everything together. And here at the Nikki Rich Show, we are airing Monday through Wednesday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to all the listeners out there, you can also check us out. We are from Thursday to Saturday, we are live. And that's what I call we live in the street, where we are interviewing. And just this past weekend, we had the chance to interview all the DJs, most of the DJs, as well as I got a chance to interview also Miss Rod Digger. So if you missed that, y'all might know Miss Rod Digger from Flipmo Squad. We got a chance to also sit down and talk with Kid Kid. So shout out to Kid Kid of G Unit. And not only that, it's my URL, the CEO of Is My URL. So that's pretty cool. Being in Charlotte, making major moves. This weekend, we were working out here at the Fleet DJ Conference. Shout out to all my Fleet DJs. It was a great conference. If you missed it, you really did. Drummer Boy Fresh was here. I mean, it was so many DJs across the globe. And I'm really proud of the artists that came. They came from everywhere. Philly to New Jersey, and they came from New York, and so far away, but they came and they got that education, they got the network, they built it, and it was truly amazing. And I love a conference where you can do that, and I love a conference where you can do that. So shout out to everybody, you know, showing love. It's truly a blessing. And I see also, I got people hitting me up from the Bay. So shout out to everybody hitting me up right now. I tell you, we're just rocking it out tonight. And Much love to all the listeners out there. We're getting it in. And not only that, we have recently updated our website, so you can go and check it out and see if you featured on our site, because you can go to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website. And if you go to NikkiRichShow.com, guess what? You will see that we have Dricky Graham and so many more. Flo from Bad Girls Club, we recently interviewed her, and so many more. And we have our independent artists as well, Henny Shot Dot as well, so many people. And you can also check out our promotions and learn about what we got going on here at the Nikki Rich Show. We got some very exciting news coming up, and I've been getting geared up for it, and I'm like, oh my goodness, having to revamp and just get it together. But it's so exciting. It's what you would say, taking your brand to the next level. So we're pumped up about where the Nikki Rich Show is headed, and we're going to take these artists, and that's what it's all about. I get excited when the doors open, new doors open, and it's going to be as well very beneficial for the artists, independent and mainstream. You know, I don't like to say independent mainstream, but we like to talk about just artists, period. You know, so yeah, it's crazy. And much love to all the listeners out there. Right now, I want to tell everybody that, man, we're getting calls from everywhere right now. I see we got the Bay Area hitting us up. So shout out to California. Much love to all the listeners. And we're going to get to our special treat. We got a special treat for you guys, but we're just going to get moments away. And I see people hitting me up like crazy right now. We're just moments away for talking with our special guest for tonight. And I'm excited to talk with her. And as well as we got some freestylers in the building. They're ready to get it going. We're just going to talk with them in a few moments. And to the listeners that's just tuning in, you can call in again at 323-580-5749. Again, 323-580-5749. If you press that one, then that will let us know you would like to speak to myself or our guest tonight. And speaking of guests, I see we got the colleges in the building. I see we got California in the building. The UK, I see people are hitting me up like crazy from the UK. So shout out to you guys. And shout out to my Texans as well. Texas in the house. Just got a DM from Texas that's listening in. So to all those listeners out there, we thank you again for making us be where we are, standing at 400,000 listeners. It's crazy right now. We're pumped and we're ready. We're ready. And be sure and tune in tomorrow. We have our celebrity stylist. He will be in the house as well. Gianni CJ, all the way live from Hollywood. This past Sunday, he was on MTV True Life. So, you know, shout out to Gianni making those major moves in Hollywood. And on this, not only that, we also will be having, on Thursday, we'll be having our own special guest, Taiwan, coming through the one. So we're excited about that. And last but not least, tomorrow we'll be making our special appearance at a movie premiere. And that's Petey. So we're looking forward to that. We got the invitation for the red carpet and special movie appearance. So shout out to everybody that that gave us that invitation to come out and show love in Charlotte, North Carolina. So if you out there, you know, you definitely got to show love as well. And everybody, just follow me on Twitter. You can follow at Miss Nikki Rich. And you can also go to at the number one Nikki Rich Show. Again, it's the number one Nikki Rich Show. Now, I just got a text just now that's asking, someone asked, just brand new to the Nikki Rich Show. They was like, they're just tuning in, and they was like, what is the Nikki Rich Show about? Well, I tell you, the Nikki Rich Show, we are the hottest radio station. Everybody, I say it all the time, that's because we are. Now, the Nikki Rich Show, we are a platform that we open up to everyone. You know, we open it up to everyone, but everybody is not going to be able to be a part of the platform because we have certain procedures and standards that we follow. And I know everybody's not going to follow them, but we have a platform that we welcome everyone to the Nikki Rich Show. Now, it's not just to be doing anything or to create your own show. We're here to just give people that exposure and that experience, who are serious, who are dedicated, who are achieving and accomplishing their dreams. And we want to do it, and we do it in a serious manner because everybody's not ready. So for those who are not ready, you know, we want to weed that out. But we want to also not only, we want to give you the tools that you need so you can come back and you will be ready. So we definitely want to give you the information you need because it might not be that particular moment in time that you might not be ready to come on the radio. So we want everybody to be ready when it's the time to come on. And I know a lot of people say, they're quick to say, how do you get on a show, but you don't know what the show is about. The Nikki Rich Show, like I said, we're a positive platform, but we are wanting to give you everything you need, meaning some might not have a press kit, some might not have or know that you need to have your music copywritten. Some might not even know that you need to have a manager at the time that you need to have a manager. So we want to be able to give them the tools they need, and everybody's not meant to come on the radio right then and there. And we also not only just open up the opportunity for just the artists just to come on the radio, on the Nikki Rich Show, we open up the opportunity too for the artists to come on multiple shows. We have connection with other radio stations and affiliates with other radio stations, so we just open up that door for everybody. So that's why we're here, to get the chance to be heard on not just the Nikki Rich Show, but on multiple radio stations. And when you're on the Nikki Rich Show, you're being heard on not just one. It's a multiple station as well. Again, we're syndicated on College Underground Radio. So shout out to all my college students out there that's really tuned in. And we're really given that opportunity. And some might have a business. For instance, we have a lot of boutiques that come through. We have a lot of athletes that come through. We also have a lot of reality TV stars and hip-hop stars. We've had some of the best in the criminal justice system as well. I know you guys know Judge Alex. Judge Alex, we thank him for just coming through and talking with us. We were able to sit down, so we've had the best of the best here at the Nikki Rich Show, and again, we just wanted to take out the time to share with you about the Nikki Rich Show, because some are not aware of what it is and our purpose. And our purpose is to get out here and every little nick and cranny city or you know, just reach the masses globally and do that with amazing guests. And we want to do that, but we want to make sure that everybody is in order first. So we're here, the Nicki Rich Show, and we're going to do it right. And we're going to make sure that you are coming to us correctly. You're coming to us right. And I know I sound like I might be babbling, but, you know, this is real. We want you to have all your ducks in a row because I notice I see everybody so thirsty and they're quick to really get their music on, but you're not wanting to take the time to really, you know, do your research. And it's a lot of radio stations out there that might not even, I would say, have a lot of listeners or what have you. Go and do your thorough research. It's very important that you do. But enough of that. I just wanted to give you a little insight on the Nicki Rich Show, but it's about that time, guys. I know I held you up long enough, but I'm excited. And we're going to bring in our first guest judge tonight. We're not going to be able to freestyle better, but I do want the feedback on our we got a caller in there and caller in our queue right now, and he's going to give us a freestyle. So here we go. We're going to go to Miss the one and only Torca. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show.
Hello. Thanks for having me again. I'm excited to hear what the freestyle rappers have in store.
Yes. And for all the listeners out there, she is the two-time Grammy nominated artist, Miss Torica, and we're excited about your movement. Now, first off, I know you haven't been here in a while, so go ahead and let everybody know what's going on with Miss Torica.
Well, I have been quite busy recording songs for my new mixtape, as well as my new album. I have also been busy with creating the content for my new website, which is officially launched. It is imtorica.com. That's T-O-R-I-C-A.com. You know, I've been connecting with all of my fans, which I have dubbed them now as the Toricats on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, YouTube. So I've just been really excited. I have a new management team behind me. Shout out to Carter Wisdom Management. It's based in New York. I now have an acting talent agent, Wendy Washington, who's based in L.A. So you will be seeing me on the big screen, on the red carpet, the premieres, the debuts, all that good stuff. But I am releasing my mixtape very soon. I'm going to announce the release date on my birthday, which is August 9th, which is right around the corner. And I'm heading to L.A. on Saturday because I'm performing at the EOTM Awards, which is the Entrepreneurs on the Move Awards, which is in L.A. at the Pacific Design Center. My song, Need a Break, is nominated for Best Song, and I'm performing it at the show. So I'm really excited about that. Everything's going very well, though. I can't complain about anything. I'm very, very humbled and honored and blessed to be able to do what I love every day and get paid for it.
Exactly. Now, Torica, you know, after August the 9th, before August the 9th, you know we got to set something up to have you come back, right?
Of course. I mean, what's a project if you're not on the Nicki Rich Show? It's nothing.
Yes, and I tell you, you know I sound like I've probably been rambling tonight, but it's some things, you know, you want to just get out and let people know what's going on and how we're really working. And really, totally, it has totally changed since you've been on, Torica, because I tell you, we have 400,000 listeners right now. And
that's
really
amazing. That's amazing.
Yes, it really is growing, and we're excited about it. And we're glad that you're here tonight.
Yes, I'm happy to be here. Hello to the 400,000 people that are listening. That's crazy.
Yes. And everybody got to go check it out. IamTorica.com.
I am Torica.com. They can follow me on Twitter at T-O-R-I-C-A. Instagram is Torica Music. YouTube is Torica Music. And Reverb is Reverb Nation, I'm sorry, is Torica. And SoundCloud is Torica Music. Because I know, you know, different people have different sites they like. Because a lot of people are like, well, why do you have your music on so many different places online? And I just felt like, you know, there are some people that prefer SoundCloud versus Reverb Nation. And some people prefer YouTube versus Vine or Instagram video. And then some people prefer Twitter versus Facebook. So I feel like if I'm everywhere the people are, then I'm kind of reaching everybody as opposed to just being on one or two sites. So, yeah, I'm all over the place. But I'm, you know, I'm in one place, but I'm all over the place. I'm in the right places, put it like that.
That is awesome. Now, Torica, speaking of Reverb Nation, you do know that Nikki Rich is number one DJ on Reverb Nation, right?
Yes, I actually just found that out, and that's like crazy because there's so many people that have stations on Reverb Nation. So for you to be number one is like, that's big, that's global, that's like
it is
major. Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's number 20 nationally. So, you know, I got the link, and like you said, it's so many, and it's a mixture of mainstream radio and online radio. So it feels good, you know, to be in that category. And I know you, from an artist standpoint, you understand, and it's really just taking your fan base and putting it together and saying, here, you know, this is where you are. So it's truly amazing.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
And also, we got Cheyenne Magazine in the house, too, Torica. So we would like to welcome Cheyenne Magazine.
How y'all ladies doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. It's nice to meet you, Miss Torica.
Nice to meet you as well. Hopefully I will be snagging a feature in the near future in Cheyenne Magazine.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Okay, now you have 400,000 people listening, so you got to make good on that.
Okay. I'm good on all my promises. How you doing, Nikki?
I'm great. Now, how is L.A.?
L.A.'s treated me nice since I moved out here.
Okay.
It's treated me real nice. Everybody say they have some kind of messed up experience they've been having. All the only experience I had was it was cloudy one morning. coming from Alabama, I'm used to cloudy and rain.
I hear you. Now, tell us a little bit about Cheyenne Magazine, if you don't mind, and how you came about that. Like, what you got going on right now?
Well, right now, of course, everybody needs to like our Facebook page, Cheyenne Magazine, if you are a September issue. Putting that together right now. Also working on, we have Cheyenne Clothing, our fashion company, our clothing line. We are in the midst of getting ready to release and coming up with our fall collection and a formal collection that I just started. So I'm going to feature that collection in the September issue of the magazine, but you got to like us on Facebook to see that issue.
All right. Now, if they don't like you, what happens?
If they don't like me, then they just don't like me. I'm sorry. But
Well, we got a special treat for you guys. We have someone that's been holding on the line, one of our listeners, and he got some greatness for us. So I want y'all to give feedback, and also after we hear him as well, I want each one of you to, you know, just break it down, give us some insight, some education on the industry, if you don't mind.
Okay, sure.
Sure.
All right.
And
we go
right
on
up
to 910. You are on the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Well, actually, my name is Denzel Fleming. I'm calling from Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Hi, welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, Denzel.
Great.
How you doing, Denzel?
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Good. You have a very famous name, so you have a lot of pressure to do well tonight.
That's true. That's true. One of my friends' name is Denzel, so.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And one of my best friends' name is Denzel, so this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, man, say that I look like Obama, but I always tell them, let me be quick.
Wow. Named after Denzel, and he looks like Obama. Wow.
That's a lethal combination. I would take that and run with it.
We might have to find him tonight. Quick.
I know that's right. He did. Matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you, he kind of favored. I thought it was Ricky for a second. He kind of favored Ricky Graham too. You know.
Oh wow.
Yeah, they kind of favor a little bit.
Okay, well,
go ahead and give
at least
your
we know
Twitter.
He has that part down. So let's see what these bars sound like.
Oh, I have an array.
Give your Twitter as well first so they can go check you out.
Oh, yes, ma'am. My Twitter is at No Not Washington. It's a play on words of my name being Denzel. So it's easy to remember. No Not Washington.
Let's see what you
now
do,
go bro. Ahead and I know you're going to drop something for us. Go ahead and drop it for us tonight.
Yes, ma'am. As I age, I notice my ways are wave. So I wave to fake haters, behave and make paper. So the day I meet the maker and engrave in my grave, the amount of hours I slay to hear their laughter and praise. Back in the days, back to snapbacks of the craze. Honey sad stack D's like calculus grades. With the crowd that's amazed at how my style is so plagued. Sick of the bulls spitting when the album is vague. But yet I happen to raise my hand and speak softly. A hard head, concrete thoughts and my peeps glossy. My teacher, she saw me. She saw me look up and down and look me square into my pupils. And knew on the ground I must have sounded like an animal. But my cousin told me if I have problems, he's peeling tops like a animal. Ain't no stopping this cannibal. One puff of the cannabis has them in the clouds. Sky walking like Anakin, panicking because the management and increments hit them harder than the anvil. They're getting high as evangelists. Mom smoking cancer sticks. Aunt passed some cancer tits. Cousin passed the pit with two kids. Eddie Kenner kissed. Talking about a chain and a whip. Singing this shit. Get the fuck up out of my face before I strangle it. It's just a sample of the things on the tip of my brain, but it's strange. It's like anal because they banging and shit.
Whoa, No Not Washington. Okay.
Oh, man, applaud. I give you a clap. I like that.
Wow.
That was fire.
Diane, you go first. I want to hear your review.
I really didn't see that coming, but I liked it because it sounded, it's more about society and then to what most people rap about. They rap about specific things. You're talking about cars, money, girls, or whatever, but you was like, most of it seemed like it came personal, like you did some life experience up in there somewhere. And it was a real positive influence. Like, it reminded me of, like, positive artists, like Mos Def or something.
Exactly.
But I enjoyed it. You had me ready to freestyle and catch a second, 13, 16 balls with you.
I know that's right. That was fire. That's what I'm talking about. Erica.
I actually was very impressed with your delivery. I think a lot of times in this industry, you know, we're all rapping and singing about the same topics, but what distinguishes, you know, each artist from the other is their delivery. And I really felt like you had a lot of confidence and you really had a lot of clever wordplay. I will say that, you know, when you're making songs for the radio or, you know, songs that you're going to release as singles, you may want to think about trying to maybe cut back on some of your metaphors and simplify the concepts, just because for the masses, you usually have to kind of simplify things so people can sing along and keep up and understand, you know, where you're coming from. But I definitely thought it was dope. I thought your delivery was, you know, was very good. And, you know, I heard some of the little wordplay that you did, and I thought that was dope. So
I also like the fact that he made it radio edited. I heard him bleep out some of the words that's supposed to go in there.
Yeah, I heard him do that too. I thought that was kind of hot that he.
Yeah, that caught my attention.
Exactly, yeah. Mine too. And I tell you as well, you know, just I want to say coming from a
a music standpoint and just say industry standpoint, I know, you know, even though you might hear cursing or whatever, but it wasn't bad or nothing like that. But I do want to tell you, you know, that some, you know, people, I would say they, you know, you got to eliminate that cursing as well, because a lot of people don't want to hear it, you know, in the industry. Don't you get that, being in the industry, I would say, Sorica?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, to a degree, art is an imitation of life. So a lot of artists that do use a lot of profanity or, you know, statements that people would consider obscene, they're just telling the story of what's actually happening. So sometimes you just have to be provocative to get your message across. But at the same time, you also have to be aware and socially responsible and remember that, you know, when you put music out there, anybody can listen to it. So it could be a little kid who looks up to you who wants to be an artist, so they want to rap or they want to sing or whatever, and they might think, well, since he's saying this, that, and the third, that's the formula, so that's what I need to do too. So you have to be socially responsible, but at the same time, still not inhibiting your creativity. Like, you know, we have the freedom of speech, so we should be able to express ourselves however. But you don't want to be offensive, and you don't want people to be turned off or people to not be able to play your music because, you know, every other day is a whole and this and that or whatever. So finding that balance, like being able to balance between your creative expression, but also, you know, making sure, like I said, it's something that's appealing and relatable to everybody.
Exactly. Yeah, because you don't want people looking at you the wrong way by some of the things you may say.
Right.
Well, I think you did great. You didn't do.
Oh yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah, he did great. So, you know, and tell us a little bit about yourself. By the way, we got you on here freestyling, but we want to learn a little bit about you and what you got going on.
Oh yeah, actually, what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to put together this campaign. Like, right now I just need, like, a team. But mostly what I'm going to do is around UNC Charlotte. Mm-hmm. That's a school that I attend. Go Niners, by the way. What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to put together, I'm trying to sell 1,000 records, like a 1,000 demos, just $1. I'm going to call it Dollar in the Dream. It was inspired by J. Cole. My inspirations is J. Cole, Jay-Z, Kanye, Common, the most deaths and
lyricists.
Yeah, lyricists.
Yeah, so, you know, if I could sell 1,000 of those, and eventually, one of these days, within 6 months, I'm trying to be on WorldStar so I can get that platform and also to reach levels, because it's not really about the fame or money or anything like that. Me, like, I just want to be heard.
So do you think that being on that will, you know, you might surpass that? So you think that'll be, you know, a lot of people have been on WorldStar and stuff. I mean, you think that will have that breakthrough, I would say?
I believe so, man. I'm 99% confident. Can't be 100% confident of anything because it's not promised. But
exactly.
Most likely, what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to get that platform, and that's a personal goal that I have set for myself. Aside from graduating college and things of that nature, but just to reach somewhere that's like national, and then go.
And I like that you said that you said it's a personal goal that I set for myself. You know, it's what you want to do. And you got to do what you love and what you feel is right, you know. And I love that you said that tonight. And you have to set goals for yourself, because if you don't, you know, you're going to be lost. You're going to be like, where do I go? What do I do? You know, so I'm really glad that you said that, and you know what it is that you want to do. Not only that, you're also getting your education, and education is the key as well. So you got to keep doing what you're doing. Now, do you have any singles out or anything like that?
Actually, I have some music
out that's on YouTube. You can Google YouTube Jazelle. That's J-U-S-Z-E-L. It's just, but without the T. You know, I had denoted that because of my dialect, so I just put it like Jazelle. It sounds like Jazelle, but, you know, because a lot
definitely.
Of these things I have to do on my own.
That's real. Well, you know, we got to get you somewhere up out there, get you with the right people, and we're just so glad that you took out the time to come to the Nikki Rich Show. Now, Torica, do you have any questions for the artist or anything that you would like to say?
I would just say, I was just wondering, as far as your fans, how do you connect people online, besides just telling them, like,
people
check out or call me? Like, what's
their
strategy for connecting with people online?
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up a little bit, Torica. I'm sorry.
I'm just wondering what his strategy was for how he will connect with people online. What is his message that, you know, he's putting out there?
The strategy I have now is on Twitter. That's the platform that I have now ever since the beginning of when I first got on Twitter. At No Not Washington, by the way. Shout out. And then also to...
Shameless.
Ma'am?
Nothing. It was just picking up. But go ahead.
Also to, like, to get on the World Star, to get on the Hot New Hip Hop, and to, like, get on just completely online, just to get my name buzzing online so I can get heard, and so I can also put the positive message into the youth, because that's what they really need, like, you know. And honestly, just give them a platform just as J. Cole and Jay-Z had given me a platform as well. So
that's real. And those are the guys who paved the way. And you know, you got to definitely go back and check them out and research and see what they've done and you know, and see how you can go about and improve and whatever, you know. And just research, you know, that's the key, I would say.
Yes, ma'am.
And we just...
I'm sorry, you're like, yes, ma'am. I'm really good at these things, so I just think that's so cute.
Oh.
Yeah, he's well-mannered guy.
He is. Now, Cheyenne Magazine, do you have any last words for our guest tonight?
He sounds like he got everything he wants and knows what he wants. All I can say is keep God first and just keep it pushing. Go for what you know.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
I just want to ask him one more thing. How old are you?
I'm 20, sir.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Don't see too many young people like that nowadays.
He's working, and that's good. Now, Torica, you had anything else? It was something else you wanted to say, huh?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, being that the marketplace is so saturated with other talented artists, you really have focused on distinguishable from anybody else. Like, what's going to make, you know, people with all the choices they have online, what's going to make them want to listen to your music? So I would just focus on your signature brand or your message or something that's only distinctive to you, so that on a song we'll know, like, automatically, oh, that's Denzel. It's not so, you know, that's not so Washington. So, you know, I would just say, just make sure you establish whatever your signature sound is, or if it's a look, or, you know, whatever it is, a saying, you know, a hashtag. You got to do something that's going to distinguish yourself from, you know, from everybody else. So just keep working, keep hustling.
Yes,
keep grinding. And
Now, any last words, hon, that you would like to share, Denzel, tonight before we go?
Yeah, another thing, follow me on Twitter, as I mentioned before, at NoNotWashington. You know, it's pretty simple. Also, I'd like to shout out to my mom. She's the main one that told me to call. She said, get your voice heard. And honestly, I just got to thank her for that first and foremost.
Aww.
Before I go into anything. You know, also, I need production. I really do. Because right now I'm stuck. Like, the sound that I'm trying to get, as she had mentioned before, the sound that I want to get is like that neo soul, Erykah Badu, that type of feel back into the thing. I feel like it's being lost. Like, I just want all of the art, the saxophones, the flutes, whatever.
I tell you, we have also some producers as well. So if you need me to contact you in regards to production, you know, definitely hit me up at Miss Nikki Rich, and you can hit me up at 818-533-1723, and we can get you connected to the right people. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
And definitely we can do that. We always give the artists, the listeners, or whatever, the tools they need. So we want to make sure you have everything you need in order to be successful. But we're just so glad that you called in tonight, and thank you to your mom for telling us, you know, telling you to come and call in, because it is important that you get heard, and you did it here tonight. That's dedicated. It lets you know, you know, your drive and where you headed, because I love to see a person that knows what he want to do, you know, and you know. And don't let nobody change that attitude about you. Good, mannerable young man, you just keep going and keep pursuing your dream.
Yes, ma'am. Also, I'd like to thank you and thank your guests as well.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, Stephanie, you got to connect with them as well. You hear me? Denzel, you definitely got to connect.
Yes, ma'am.
Most definitely. Yeah. And we just thank you again for coming through. And we hope you continue to listen in, because I know Torica and Cheyenne Magazine have some great information they would like to share with us before we wind the show down. But we thank you again. So stay tuned, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, Ms. Torica, is there any words of wisdom that you would like to share in regards to the industry, artists, and just, you know, maybe something you experienced that you can give artists insight on?
I would say position yourself around people who tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Worse than being an artist and you just have a bunch of yes men around you who are just like, oh, yeah, everything you do is great. If that was the case, then we'd all be doing it. So, you know, align yourself with people who are like-minded, who are doing something with themselves. You don't want to have a lot of dead weight, you know, just laying around, people trying to bring you down. So you always want to people who have connections, introduce people who expand, which that's really the key to making it in this business, is building a solid team of people who can help take your brand to the next level. That's the best advice I can give anybody. And I wish I had known that when I first started. But, you know, now I've seasoned and I've been doing this for long enough to know, like, the do's and the ends. But aligning yourself with a team of people who are experts in their fields is going to take you a lot further than anything else that you do.
That's real.
That is real. Turka is telling it like it is tonight. Man.
I like how she worded it. She said she's been seasoned. I like how she worded it.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. That's real. Now, go ahead for Cheyenne Magazine. Go ahead and let us know.
Best thing I can tell most people is, like, most of the people who will be featured in my magazine are up-and-coming artists, indie artists, because it helps them get their name out and branch them out more as well. Like she was saying, you have to get with the right people who are expert in what they do. Because the way I look at it is, would you rather make a little bit on your own or make a lot with partnering with somebody? Make a little bit on your own or make a lot together? So I just find yourself with the right people and creating the right image for yourself and good at your craft of what you're trying to do, then you can't go wrong with it.
That is real.
Amen.
And you know what I say too, you know, do your research. My main thing is research. There is a lot of people out here that are saying, we can do this for you, we can help you, we can. You know, but you need to personally do your own research so you can make sure that you are not getting involved in something that can hurt you later in the long run. You know, make sure you research the brands as well that you are tagging your name to or are trying to be a part of, because they might be, some brands might be tainted, you know, and I mean tainted by, like, someone might have had a, altercation or have not have that positive, you know how people come across your path and, you know, some might get along, some might not get along. You know, you want to make sure that there's no bad blood amongst the people that you are connecting with as well. So you definitely want to do your research. And also, you can't just be putting your music on any radio station because, you know, just because they say you're going to be heard, because it might not even be nobody that might not be listening to the station. So you want to make sure you do your research and see who is out there and who is being heard, where it's being heard, and you can pinpoint the different places and how many listeners are listening in, you know, because we put it out there, the Nicki Rich Show, so you definitely want to make sure you're getting all your ducks in a row and you're really doing your research. I think that is the key, because it's a lot of companies out here that saying we are this, and they're really not, you know. So definitely want to make sure, you know. And if you just starting out, it's okay that you just starting out, you know. But for those that are acting as if they're just like, I can connect you with this and this and that and that, and they don't, and you take your money, you know, you definitely have to do your research on these people. And is there any other comments, anybody else that's listening in?
Yes, I want all of your 400,000 listeners to follow me on Twitter at TORICA and log on to IamTorica.com, download my debut album, A Beautiful Mess, or my mixtape, A Perfect Mistake, and be on the lookout for my new mixtape, Perfectly Flawed. I will be announcing the release date on August 9th. So just follow me on my journey to the top. That's all I have to say.
It's funny that she said it, because I was about to say the exact same thing. I was about to say the exact same thing she said. To all your listeners, follow me on Twitter, Cheyenne_magazine. Also follow my clothing company, Cheyenne_ clothing. Like us on Facebook, Cheyenne Magazine and Cheyenne Clothing. To view the September issue of Cheyenne Magazine, you have to like us on Facebook.
Everybody got that? All right. Well, you already know y'all got to follow me on Twitter as well, at Miss Nikki Rich, and that's MSNIKKIRICH, as well as at the number one Nikki Rich Show on Twitter. And you can go to all the sites, Instagram, Facebook as well, at Miss Nikki Rich. And we just thank you guys for stopping through to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thanks for having me. You know, it's always a pleasure, Nikki. And I'm definitely going to come back on to debut the mixtape and the new songs and when the videos premiere and all that good stuff. Because you always support me, so I always have to support you as well.
You know, it's a pleasure being on the show. You know you're my girl.
Thank you so much, and thank you, guys. And thank you to our guests and our listeners that tuned in. We're going to play some independent artist music now. Because, you know, we have some hot independent artist music, and we usually take out the time to give them the exposure to be heard. So y'all keep it locked, and thanks again, Torica and Cheyenne Magazine.
Most deals.
Stupid.
Much love, much love. And again, like I said, we're going to take out the time to play some hot new independent artist music. So right now, we want to go to our first artist. And our first artist for tonight that we're going to play is, I like this song. It's called On My Skin. So y'all keep a lot. Yeah, I guess it's coming. But to those that's listening, and right now, I think we're having a little stuck for a second, but it'll be on in just a few. It's coming. Well, we might not be able to play it right now because I see we have listeners that's right now tuned in, so many listeners, so y'all have to bear with me on this one, but we are so thankful for all the support of the Nikki Rich Show. I mean, so many people hitting me up right now just let me know that they have been tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show, and they also have let me know that this is their first time. So shout out to all the first-time listeners, and we thank you again for making sure that we give the artists the tools they need to be successful. And I see that we also have some more surprise guests that's listening in that just text me. So shout out to you guys. We're getting it in tonight. But you can go to NikkiRichShow.com as well. You can go there at NikkiRichShow.com. And if you go to NikkiRichShow.com, you can learn of our feature artists. And tonight's guest, we had Tricky Graham in the house. And he has that hit single, Snapbacks and Tattoos, as well as Hush. Or, you know, Hush is one of my favorites tonight. So we got a chance to hear that. And if you missed it, you can go back to our iTunes and download. So anybody that's listening in, at this moment, you can go and download the official iTunes. And if you download iTunes, you got to search for The Nikki Rich Show. You can download the iTunes podcast. And a lot of people didn't know this, but we are being heard on College Underground Radio as well. So it's not just one station. We also syndicate it on College Underground Radio. So much love to all the listeners out there. We are getting ready for tomorrow's show. We're so pumped up. And we're excited because we got Mr. Gianni going to be coming through. And it's going to be from 5:30 to 6:30 That's going to be Pacific Standard Time because he is on West Coast time, I tell you. He is our special guest co-host on Wednesdays. And just so you know, some of you guys know that Gianni, he is a celebrity, fashion stylist, brand marketing, as well as artist management. And some of you guys might know that, yes, this past Sunday, he was also featured on MTV. So I tell y'all, we working each and every day. So the Nikki Rich Show, we only bring the hottest. So shout out to our co-host, Mr. Gianni CJ. He was a part of MTV as well. So if you want to learn more about Gianni, you can go to GianniVD1610@gmail.com. Again, it's GianniVD1610@gmail.com, and you can check him out as well. So much love to Gianni as well, and we're going to continue to support his movement as well as he supports ours. And we're headed back to L.A. as well as we're going to be going to Philly on August the 13th. I'm pumped up. We're going to be with Mama Jones, so it's going to be pretty cool. So it's going to be exciting. And Mama Jones will be here on Sunday. This Sunday, Listen In is going down, and we'll have her as well as celebrity facialist and senior producer Donna Scott is going down on this Sunday. So if you want to, you can check it out. We're going to be here 7:45 on Sunday. And definitely let everybody know that the Nikki Rich Show, we do air Monday through Wednesday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, it's Monday through Wednesday from 7:30 to 9:30. And on Thursday through Saturday, we are live in the street, live on location. So we like to tell everybody that as well. So we have lined up our live interviews as well. So if you want to have the Nikki Rich Show come out, interview you, we will do that, and we're here. That's what it's all about. We're getting it in. So shout out to all the people that called in. We had Ricky Graham to call in, Freestyle. We also had Denzel to call in and Freestyle. I tell you, it's been a truly amazing night tonight, and we really been getting it in. And, you know, we definitely got to play some of that new indie artist music that we got once we get it. I see the production side of is kind of slow because I see we got a lot of listeners tuned in, so it can kind of throw us off. But right now we're going to try to go to some more hot new music to all the listeners. And if not, we're going to wind it down as well. But right now, we got 5 minutes.
Get your bets down, ladies and gentlemen. We have a shooter and a good one coming out for a new point. 6 ace, rap, 6 ace, a winner. Pay the front line, take the dough. Made it the hard way. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. He's coming out again for a new point. 5 deuce the point. 5 deuce a winner. He's a rolling.
I'm still bucking like 5 deuce, 4 Dre. I'm still bucking like 5 deuce, 4 Dre. I'm still bucking like 5 deuce, 4 Dre. I'm still bucking like 5 deuce, 4 Dre.
I'm going to red on that killer.
day like the clock tick. Whipping with some super thick up in the cockpit. It's authentic, baby. You see the hand-stitched material, working the original interior. I've been a gola. You hear me about this drunk. I step on stage and get the whole place crunk. Always guaranteed fresh, y'all. And I rock the microphone to death, y'all. Yes, I'm. Hold on. Hold the dice. Set these down. Then I'm gone. One more shot. Cause I'm on tonight. I shook another 52. Now tell me. Whatever they want to do. I'm still bucking like 5 deuce spoke straight. With the right dosage, now him, bust it open, get it smoking, that's him, sack it up and watch it jump out the gym, shawty told you what it is when you come through him, this sucker MC, say he looking for me, tell him, ain't that, is you the police, when I put the mic down, they say they found residue, and the laws wanna charge me with verbal abuse, blow smoke up out the roof, cause they ain't got no proof, 6-8 steak, Decatur, they at the stew, I'm saying, go get that bread, you understand, man, these think I'm playing.
Man, that
I'm still bucking like 5 deuce spoke straight. Somebody better tell him. I'm still bucking like 5 deuce spoke straight. Somebody better tell him. I'm still bucking like 5 deuce spoke straight. Somebody better tell him. I'm still bucking like 5 deuce spoke straight. Somebody better tell him.
You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. We're here live tonight, and we winding things down here. Much love to everybody that tuned in. Boy, it was rocking. We had the freestyle going on all night long. And I tell you, we had a chance to have Ricky freestyle as well. Pretty hot, hot, hot. So much love to him, and we're going to continue to bring it. I tell you guys, much love to you. Follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. Go to NikkiRichShow.com and check us out tomorrow. We're rocking it out on the hottest radio station on the planet. Much love to you. And it's your girl, Nikki Rich. And we are out. God bless you all.